Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You cannot make up the magnitude of what's happening right now. The globalists are moving on every front, not just here, but worldwide. They are tipping their hand, showing their true intentions, because they're entering a major phase of in-game global governance takeover. The Republican leadership, quote, caved in and now supports Obama's power grab over the Internet, calling it net neutrality, which is synonymous with an open free Internet. But when you actually get details of the secret 322-page bill, the former head of the FCC has called very dangerous. The commissioner says, quote, independence of the agency has been compromised. Hillary Clinton has come out endorsing it and was flogging and lobbying yesterday up and down Silicon Valley in California. Suddenly the Republican leadership are backing it. And you've only got a few left-wing groups and libertarian groups fighting it. Here's the headline. Left groups now fear government net grab going too far. Electronic Freedom Foundation. I mean, it is on, ladies and gentlemen. Look at these headlines. FCC chair refuses to testify before Congress ahead of net neutrality vote. New York Times, FCC net neutrality rules, clear hurdle as Republicans concede to Obama. There are no regulations over free speech right now. There are already criminal laws in place. So it is an open-ended system right now. And a power grab if this goes into place. Just like Obamacare just lets the government do whatever it wants. That's the language they admit is in there. And it's large sectors of the establishment are freaking out right now, because it's one thing to say they want to have Chinese-style net censorship. It's another thing when they start doing it. And I just got chills. 11th hour drama for net neutrality. A Democrat on the Federal Communications Commission wants to see changes that could narrow the scope of new net neutrality rules set for vote on Thursday. And it goes through the three key Democrats on the committee that do not want this to happen. But again, they're trying to call the commissioner, the chairman. There's the chair, then there's the commissioner, two separate positions. We have the former chair and the former commissioner of the FCC saying this is bad news. And then now we've got the current FCC chair refusing to appear. That's the headline at drudgereport.com. Refusing to appear before Congress ahead of Internet takeover. And notice on every front now, whether it's open borders or executive orders on energy or gun control or foreign wars, they don't care. They're just doing it. Forced inoculation, they're just doing it. Everything is moving into an accelerated high gear right now. Meanwhile, poll. Majority of Americans support invasion of Syria and Iraq to put down U.S.-trained Islamic State when they admit they, quote, have a good group of rebels that we are funding and that that's part of the invasion is to, quote, help them topple Assad. That's full-spectrum dominance. And then they'll just turn loose the other radical group and let it go and take over part of Iraq, which will be a redoubt of Saudi Arabia. So the Jews get Israel, and I guess al-Qaeda will get its new little homeland in between Syria and Iraq. I mean, this is bizarro world because it's so naked. And you can see the strategy, the stratagem, the gambits, the programs, the MO, the mindset, the wavelength, the art form that is this tyranny. And you can see it wrote large every day, everywhere, in everyone's face. I mean, this is crazy land. And the executive action continues on the open borders. Obama ignores a judge in Texas trying to block it. We got a new study out on fluoride. out of a prestigious university study in the UK showing hyperthyroidism, especially in women. So, women, you want to get your thyroid removed? You want to have a big old goiter and look like Jabba the Hutt? Then drink some fluoride.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, broadcasting worldwide. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find showtimes and listings at InfoWarsNews.com. Or Infowars.com/show, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. Epic time to be alive. I've been so close to this globalist takeover, watching it from afar and then as it approached, that I've almost become comfortable with this devilish system. I don't like it. I detest it. But I've almost made a sick friend of it, in that I know it so well. And so I have a blind side. I mean, sure, I'm up here waving my arms around, warning people, going over all the documentation 3-4 hours a day myself. But I don't want all the other epic things happening to get in the way of people focusing in on the big enchilada. And that is that the power structure globally is accelerating a tyrannical takeover of every facet of daily life, the family, the economy, health and wellness. They are moving in a giant offensive where they're engaging in more tyranny in 1 year now than what happened in 10 years previously. We've now reached that critical juncture jump point where they are abolishing states' rights. They are federalizing police all over the world. They are putting carbon taxes in by fiat, even if governments don't pass them, and arresting people that build barns on their property or have a puddle in their backyard, $10,000, $15,000 a day fines. They vary. Drones are surveilling now suddenly neighborhoods and farms and ranches. World governments openly being announced, and they're on TV going, yeah, there are secret treaties being passed right now that Congress can't see that put our government under foreign UN control. I mean, it's happening. Obama, for now a year, has just completely opened the border. They give the illegals all the freebies, sign them up for welfare, bring them in, boom. No other country would do that in the world. This is North American Union global governance unfolding. After they've already imploded Latin America and are going to force that crisis to pour over our borders, after our government and others already destabilized Mexico, this is a worldwide destabilization program. And now, in the last 6 years, they have put the internet kill switch grid in place and then admitted it. And they have systems to take over your cell phones, take over your smartphones, take over your home appliances, and force government messages over them. And now it's beginning. They're actually doing it. They are moving ahead to turn loose major military forces of NATO against the Russians in a proxy war on the Russian doorstep in eastern Ukraine. Right before I went live, I was watching Senate presentations. It wasn't debate. It wasn't filibustering. It wasn't two-minute speeches. It was Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and other Republican senators up there with maps of Ukraine. And I sat there with a cup of coffee in my hand for 5 minutes with my mouth open as Lindsey Graham goes, we stood up against Hitler, who thought he had a master race, wanted to dominate and enslave the world. And now the forces of Hitler, in fact, I have Jacobson back there grabbing the clip. I'm going to play it later. The forces of Hitler that are represented by Russia are invading, and we've got to go in there militarily and fight them. And then they cut to John McCain saying it. If anyone knows history, it was the Nazis that went into western Ukraine and then had a war with the Russians, and then it's eastern Ukraine that fought the Nazis. And I'm not taking sides, eastern, western Ukrainians. Slavic Russians in the east, what Hitler'd call Aryan, you know, in the west, but they're all related. Killing each other. Both sides have beefs, but our government was literally inverting reality, saying that the Russians are Nazis and represent the Nazis historically, when 20 million Russians died fighting the Nazis. 20 million. That's why when I say America really wasn't in World War II, both my grandfathers were in World War II. Both of them almost died. We lost 400,000 people. That we were in World War II. That was big. Civil War killed 700,000. World War II is our third biggest war. World War I even killed more. But compared to 20 million Russians, 21 to 22 million Germans, I mean, the Germans and the Russians were toe-to-toe for 3.5 years, slaughtering each other in major cities, just toe-to-toe in Stalingrad and other areas where millions were killed in one city. I mean, you talk about war, there's never been anything like it. Nothing ever like it. Can you imagine the Russians when they see that on their television? Our senators saying they're the Nazis and using examples of Hitler and maps of Hitler. I mean, this is inverted reality. Upside down, 1984, writ large. It's just mind-blowing. Just like Obamacare was written by giant insurance companies on record to double and triple your prices, create death panels, screw you over, raise 7 taxes on poor people, 20-plus taxes total. Global profits up almost 50%, 47, 49, depending on what number you look at, tripling the profits just domestically for insurance companies. But worldwide, they're screwing us so bad right now that insurance companies worldwide have had a 40 7 to 49% increase in 2013, 2014. That's reality inverted. That's fascist healthcare with a fake liberal stumbling around. All of this is fascism. The end of our sovereignty, the open borders, the shutting off our power plants while China opens three new ones a week. And then, they have the internet kill switch in place. They're trying to pass cybersecurity legislation that SOPA and CISPA wrapped in together. They've got language in here that basically says anything offensive, anything threatening can be taken down by the FCC. This is the FCC is going to now be giving orders to major internet providers to just take websites down. We've had a whole bunch of Endgame was taken down, and I had to threaten to sue people, and they put it back up last week. They're trying to take the Alex Jones channel down right now for us talking and showing a BBC News article. So right now, we can barely reach you. We can barely stay on air right now. This isn't the FCC saying you can't say the S word or the F word on broadcast. This is the FCC saying we're going to protect the internet by making it a government utility and putting regulations over it. And they now have gotten part of the 322 pages that are secret that basically says it's censorship. And the Republican leadership's come out and said, let's pass the bill. We're joining with Obama. And it's libertarian groups, paleoconservatives, and the left that are freaking out. Left group now fear government net grab going too far. We ought to get Wayne Madsen on today. Let's call Wayne Madsen. Or let's call, we didn't have any guests today. I didn't want any guests today, but I think a Wayne Madsen popping in on this or one of our other web experts would be good. Dear FCC, rethink the vague general conduct rule. You see that? You got to watch your general conduct. For many months, EFF has been working with a broad coalition of advocates to persuade the Federal Communications Commission to adopt new open Internet rules that would survive legal scrutiny and actually help protect the open Internet. Our message has been clear from the beginning. The FCC has a role to play, but its role must be firmly bound. See, what did I tell you 6 months ago when I got attacked by all the big liberal publications? When I said, this is not net neutrality. This is a Trojan horse power grab. It's going to be written totally vague. Because Hillary and Obama were endorsing it, folks. They don't endorse anything unless it's evil. 2 weeks ago, we learned that we had likely managed the first goal. The FCC is going to do the right thing and reclassify broadband as telecommunications service, giving it the ability to make new, meaningful, open Internet rules. But we are deeply concerned the FCC's new rules will include a provision that sounds like a recipe for overreach and confusion, the so-called general conduct rule. But again, they will not even testify to Congress and say what's in the pages. According to the FCC's own fact sheet, the proposed rule will allow FCC to review and presumably punish non-neutral practices that may harm consumers or edge providers. They've already said what that means. If your little website doesn't provide audio translation or language translation, they'll shut you down. But then you got to pay for that, so it makes it cost prohibitive to put out your free speech. You can't limit the First Amendment just because somebody speaks Spanish or Mandarin Chinese or English. That's like saying, if I go give a speech on a street corner, I'm violating someone's right under political correctness if I don't have a voice box changer like in Star Trek that translates it to everybody. But that's what they're saying. That's just one example. According to the FCC's own fact sheet, proposal rule will allow FCC to review. Did you hear that? And presumably punish non-neutral practices that may harm consumers or edge providers. Late last week, as the window for public comment was closing, EFF filed a letter with the FCC urging it to clarify and sharply limit the scope of any general conduct provision. Folks, whether it's the free health care of Obamacare that doubles and triples prices and is a giant screw job, or whether it's free, healthy energy, that means cutting off our energy, or whether it means protecting the internet, it means taking it over. It's an open-ended, giant power grab, a blank check, period. We already had net neutrality. They're called, like Jesse Ventura said yesterday, antitrust laws. And Congress could tell the big telecoms, you're making money hand over fist. You charge for the bandwidth to provider to provider. You're not going to put toll roads up on this. The whole infrastructure is paid for. It's the only part of our economy that keeps growing. Keep your stinking hands off of it, or we're going to have antitrust hearings right now. And no one would do it. They've had peer-to-peer wars. many times in my 20 years on air, and every time within days, whoever tries it stops it because it just screws the whole internet up and lawsuits get fired up. So leave it alone. Leave it alone. That's what net neutrality means. Antitrust, ladies and gentlemen, free market, not the FCC waddling in. And you've got the former chairman, the former commissioner, and a bunch of Democrats and Republicans saying this is bad news. But Obama and the leadership...
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles.
You've got the FCC commissioner. You've got the FCC chairman. Now, the FCC commissioner, Ajit Paya, if I pronounce that right, says net neutrality is a solution that won't work to a problem that doesn't exist. Exactly. This is government coming in to basically end net neutrality and start ending free speech in a giant power grab. Just like we told you the Patriot Act would be used against non-terror-related cases, now it's basically used exclusively to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution because we could read how it was written. Well, now they just keep it secret. Another big telltale, but pieces of it are coming out. Then you've got Tom Wheeler, a Democrat, the current chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. We have a clip of him on PBS we're going to play here in just a moment. He refuses to testify to Congress. He's under Congress, chartered by Congress, but Congress is so neutered. I mean, they should have him contempt charges right now, and a U.S. attorney should move to have him indicted today. Just like the attorney general refusing to testify and all the rest of it. These people are belligerent brigands under our system of law. And so now I'm not going to let you see it, and I'm not going to testify. Sit down and shut up. It's the bureaucracy run by special interests and Obama doing whatever they want, and the Republican leadership just went, you know what, we're going to support it. New York Times. Michael Powell has come out, son of Colin Powell, and said this is super bad news. I have that article right here. But first, let's go to the clip of the current head who won't testify to Congress. This is very interesting. Here he is 2 weeks ago.
We're really not doing utility regulation here. Utility regulation, it was developed for a monopoly model. What we're doing is we're taking the legal construct that once was used for phone companies and paring it back to modernize it so it specifically deals with this issue.
Look,
so it's not really utility.
The FCC has only had jurisdiction since it was set up in the 20s over broadcast AM, FM, UHF, VHF. This is a giant power grab into all telecommunications and the Internet by a bunch of people who have been meeting with the communist Chinese czars who are over censorship and who are now implementing it and saying they want to implement it. Now, let's continue with the giant power grab. Here it is.
Regulation. But it is regulation to make sure that there is somebody watching out for the consumer.
Oh.
Like you said, there's no paid prioritization, there's no blocking, there's no throttling. And most important, there will be ongoing rules in perpetuity.
Oh.
So that there'll be a yardstick to measure what's fair for consumers. Because we don't know what the Internet's going to be 5 years from now. And we don't know what the various tricks are going to be 5 years from now. But we're going to have a referee on the field.
Okay,
let's talk about what some of the critics
have had to say. Starting with the National Cable Telecommunications Association, which put out this statement today. They said, despite the repeated assurances from the President and Chairman Wheeler, we remain concerned that this proposal will confer sweeping discretion to regulate rates and set the economic terms and conditions of business relationships. Just the opposite of what you just promised.
That is the opposite. You're right. And I think that when they actually see the proposal after it's enacted by the commission, they'll see that there is no rate regulation. They'll see that there is no tariffing. They'll see that there's no unbundling. All the classic utility kinds of activities. And what there is in place a set of safeguards for consumers that at the same time allow those cable companies to make a fair return so they're incented to expand their networks.
This is what it is. There is not government regulation over the Internet at this point itself. There are laws over criminal activity. This is a federal government power grab of the Internet, as the Wall Street Journal called it, from Internet to ObamaNet. And it is the Obamanoids, the same big corporations that brought you Obamacare, the screw job of screw jobs, that are now backing all of this. So what's that tell you? And he says, and they will get to see it. The coalition of cable companies, a lot of them small mom and pops. That's why you're seeing some sense out of them. Some of the big ones are supporting it because they know they'll be left alone. They've got the lobbying power. So this is a giant grab of the Internet. And you notice he said, after it's enacted, you can see it. Just like with these Pacific partnerships and North American Union agreements, the text of the North American Union Treaty signed by Vicente Fox, Paul Martin, and George Bush in 2005 in Waco, Texas at Baylor University, 100 miles from where I sit, is still secret. Boy, that sounds like a free country to me, doesn't it? But we see the result. Obama's following the secret treaty. Open borders. World government. It's incredible. Simply amazing. And these big Trans-Pacific partnerships, we still can't see the text of that. Congress can't. I mean, this is over the top totalitarianism.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
FCC commissioner on what the FCC chairman and Obama and the Republican leadership against the Republican majority and the Democrats are doing. Again, it's the insiders, the people at the top who want the open borders, the global government, the gun control, the wars. It is the scum, the committee chairman. They are the problem. They are the ones run by the foreign banks, running this country into the ground. Let's go to that clip.
Why is that regulation book so thick?
Well, that's part of the reason why I want this to be released to the American public. I think if you told the average American that the FCC is going to propose regulations for the internet economy that are 332 pages long, and you're not going to be able to see it until the FCC adopts it, they would think that's the wrong way to go. And part of the reason why I've been so outspoken about this plan is that it's very intrusive. Unfortunately, under the FCC's rules, I can't describe with any particularity what's in the document. And so I think that we at the FCC should be as open and transparent as the internet itself and let the American people see for themselves what it is that we're talking about.
Wait a minute. You can't tell me what's in the document?
That is correct. Stamped on the front is an internal, use-only, non-public moniker. And unless I'm authorized by the chairman to disclose this, I can't let you or any of the other millions of Americans who are interested in the internet economy know what the SEC is going to do.
Why?
Until we vote on February 26th, this document will not be released.
Why?
Well, that's been the traditional practice, believe it or not, of the FCC. The chairman circulates a proposal 3 weeks before we vote on it. It's kept a secret within the walls of the FCC. And only after we vote on it and staff has a chance to make changes does the public get to see what exactly it is that we voted on.
So technically,
especially on
what can viewers, if viewers are going to call the FCC, what are you going to tell them if they don't know what's in the document? If I can I tell them, don't pass this if I don't know what's in it?
Exactly.
That's exactly the problem, and that's part of the reason why I have been banging the drum in favor of releasing the document and, barring that, trying to educate the public as best I can within the rules.
Now, folks, the FCC commissioner actually runs the FCC, and he's saying it's horrible. So he's like the police chief. But then you've got the mayor who says it's a great idea, but don't let anybody see it. You've got the head of the board that's political saying, don't let the public see this. And you got the guy that actually runs the FCC saying, here it is, it's secret with red tape. I know what's in it. It's really bad, but I'm not allowed to tell you. Well, we've had Senator Graham and Congressman Jones and others that have seen the 28 pages of the 9/11 report that's secret. And it just says our government stood down because Saudi Arabia was quarterbacking 9/11. See? Inside job. Government knew. Government stood down. I'm correct. I'm vindicated. Where are the apologies? Where? Where are they? They're nowhere. And let me tell all the neocons and fake right-wingers and fake liberals all over Fox, CNN, talk radio, you name it. When ISIS or Al-Qaeda does something bigger than 9/11, everybody who's got a brain knows our government built them up again and let them attack. And you're not going to get away with it this time. You understand? Good. Because everybody's going to know you've been accomplices in helping cover all this up. With your red herrings. Alex says there's no such thing as radical Islamists. Alex says, no, our government's giving them the weapons and protecting them. But again, it's tiny criminal groups at the top. You've even got the FCC commissioner saying it's bad. The former head of the FCC saying it's bad. The former chairman, Powell. Let's play that clip right now. Here's a clip of Powell.
The next phase of this long tortured net neutrality event will be likely litigation. So we're going to wait to see what the FCC order actually says and does. But we think it's very likely that there'll likely be an appeal.
So one of the things we've all talked about is what an appeal looks like and how long it takes and what that does to investment in during that period. We've heard from the CEO of AT&T who said that he plans to pull back. Can you speak to that broadly from all of your constituents you've been talking to?
Sure. I think to put it briefly, litigation with FCC appeals is a pretty long, drawn-out process. I would predict that it's at least 2 and up to 5 years before the rules are fully and finally settled. The original classification decision went all the way to the Supreme Court and took a good 3.5-4 years. If you look at the current set of net neutrality rules in 2010, it's 2015, and we still don't have a new set, and this debate has gone on for a decade. It's one of the reasons we believe this issue is ripe for Congress to fix,
exactly,
which is moot all the litigation. And, of course, from an investment standpoint, companies have to understand what the settled nature of the law is. They've understood that they've understood the law for 15 years, and suddenly that's going to be radically transformed to a new style of regulation.
That's right.
Which is going to prompt a whole myriad of questions that are going to await answers, and I think that's going to have an impact on investment choices.
And the special interest the big telecoms, you can bet your bottom dollar when it comes out, have written this, and it is going to be one-sided to consolidate power, and the FCC, a very totalitarian organization, at least historically, very anti-free speech organization, is going to now have jurisdiction over all telecommunications. That means, well, you notice it's already anything that's a broadcast device, like a smart meter, your clock radio, you know, it's got the FCC sticker on the back. This is just going to turn it loose into everything. And it'll take years for them to really take it over, but they will. They already tried with Obama about 5 years ago saying, oh, all broadband and free Wi-Fi that government's going to give you, it will be censored and it will be under government control. Well, already in London and Germany and other places, you go get on the, quote, free mass transit Wi-Fi that's paid for by taxpayers, it's not free. And it tells you in a message, everything's being monitored, everything's being tracked, so there's no freedom on this government web, but it's free, but we pay for it. Not true. And, oh, by the way, FCC regulation is going to be over here domestically, just like they have similar systems in Europe. So they provide it, quote, free, so they can then claim jurisdiction over the entire thing. Republican FCC commissioners ask Wheeler to delay net neutrality vote release proposal. This just came out a few minutes ago. We respectfully request the FCC leadership immediately release the 332 pages. That's the skull and bones number. Isn't that funny? Internet regulation plan publicly and allow the American people a reasonable period of not less than 30 days to carefully study it. Remember, Obama had a promise that he would have 7 days to read the bills. Republican commissioners Mr. Pai and O'Reilly said in a statement Monday that after the commission reviews the specific input it receives from the American public and makes any modifications in the plan as appropriate, we could proceed to a final vote. See, that's even a red herring. You don't want the FCC over the Internet. It was designed by DARPA and the Pentagon to survive a nuclear attack. It's designed to not be controlled and be organic. It's already basically run between three big groups. Google's the top of it, then the NSA. So they already pretty much run it. They just want to make this announcement to everybody. The FCC received more than 4 million comments on its hashtag open internet during past year that helped shape proposal. It's time to act. Does anyone really believe that they're actually listening to that input? They're listening to the input of the globalists. Hillary Clinton endorses FCC's Title II designation yesterday. She's out lobbying for it. I mean, that ought to tell you everything you need to know. The Brian Williams of politics, Hillary Clinton. FCC chair refuses to testify before Congress ahead of net neutrality. Maybe they'll fly him out of the country. FCC net neutrality rules clear hurdle as Republicans concede to Obama. Senior Republicans conceded on Tuesday to the grueling fight with President Obama over the regulation of Internet service appears over, with President and an army of Internet activists victorious, an army of Democratic Party moron wonks. Going, we're going to free the Internet, we are, yeah. Oh, really? Well, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, just came out and said this is an absolutely horrible deal. And Republicans on Capitol Hill, who once criticized the plan as Obama cared for the Internet, now say they're unlikely to pass a legislative response that would undo perhaps the biggest policy shift since the Internet became a reality. Yeah, since Al Gore invented it, and he also, you know, there's a mystery who did the pyramids. There's actually not. It was Al Gore. He has a teleportation device and an army of flying saucers, and he went back into time and built it. Did Obi-Wan ever told you who your father is? He told me enough. He told me you killed him. No. Al Gore is your father. That's ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. And again, the larger question is, why is it all moving right now in unison? Why are the globalists moving, not just here, but worldwide? That's my big question. Net neutrality, the future of freedom on the Internet, it's all to be discussed here. Wayne Madsen joins us for 30 minutes, but I'm going to start taking calls here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. I'm sitting here like the Colossus straddling two different worlds. Old dinosaur AM and FM that is the original proto-independent media, because it was the only independent media in this country for decades. True grassroots electronic soapbox where you could be heard. Wasn't perfect, but it was the real McCoy. That's why it merges so well with the internet and freedom. Old dinosaur-controlled corporate press is dying. As we move into this basically government and corporate propaganda, they're going to want to shut down free independent voices like InfoWars, Drudge, WorldNet Daily, and you. The answer is more of us have websites, more of us be involved on globalist platforms, that we just take over the system, they'll never be able to stop us. That's why it's important for all of you to be online activists, promoting whether it's sovereignty, family rights, medical rights to not be forcibly inoculated. You pick your issue or a raft of issues, get involved and support independent, hardcore, pro-liberty-based media that transcends left and right. Notice it's a coalition of leftist, internet experts, paleoconservatives, and libertarians fighting this, and it's the Republican pigs and the Democratic hogs, the establishment scum with a bunch of foreign corporations that want to carve up the web and shut down their competition because they cannot compete. We've had 10 senators, or five or six Congress members, I think three or four more senators, 10 members of Congress, which wrote an article last year about it, so I know it's 10, come out and call for the return of the, quote, fairness doctrine, Orwellian name, to censor free speech on talk radio, and for a fairness doctrine online. So that's what they're doing here. That's what this is. Guaranteed. Now, we had Obamacare, and it had the bioethics death panels. And people still couldn't believe that was in there when we had the actual text of it. And they just ridiculed us. The army of liberals that wanted it. Now there's an army of liberals that want this. You mean an army of trendy shills that think they're liberal and aren't? So spread the word about the broadcast. Support free speech wherever you see it, even if you don't agree with it. And support our local AM and FM affiliates. And buy our products. They're already incredibly good. In 3 days, we end the special 15% off on all the high-quality water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Clearly filtered. ProPure G2, all of it. Promo code WATER gets you 15% off at checkout. In 3 days, we end 20% off the already discounted Super Male and Super Female Vitality. In 3 days, we end the free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster, one of the strongest, concentrated, most inexpensive, normally $14.95. It's free when you get two bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 that blocks out the bad halogens. I have a headline here, Infowars.com, article about Professor Stephen Packham, University Center for Health Services Studies, in a major study. Where they found in a multi-year study, after analyzing 98% of GP particles in England, the study found specifically that rates of hyperthyroidism and underactive thyroid both were 30% more likely in areas of fluoridated water. Yeah. You want to be super fat? You want to know if people are super fat, but they do calorie checks and they're not eating as much as folks in France? French don't fluoridate, but England and the U.S. do, and you eat about the same amount of food, you're fatter than a pig. You're a self-propelled stomach because your thyroid's turned down, boys and girls, because the bad halogen fills it. The good halogen is iodine, but nobody we know of puts out a CurePlean iodine but us. Fluoride Shield has it in there as well, and a bunch of other stuff that detoxifies. And then we've got the X2 Nascent Iodine, ladies and gentlemen, which has been life-changing for myself and my family, and you've heard the rave reviews. It's incredible. Talk to your physician. You will go through a detox. This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is the real deal. Take the challenge. You can get two bottles of it already discounted. Get a free bottle of Ancient Defense. You can get 20% off Super Male or Super Female Vitality or both together, but it all ends in 3 days. InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals, InfoWarsStore.com for everything else. And quite frankly, InfoWarsStore.com is the big master website, but MadeIn1776.com, InfoWarsLife.com are sub areas where you find the Made in America apparel versus the stuff that isn't. You know, you want to, we're all about freedom. You want to pay less for Mexico or, you know, wherever, we got it. I frankly, at the time, I can't get stuff made in America, so I just threw up my hand and said, fine, you know, you want something made in Venezuela, go ahead. Or want something made in Chile, go ahead. But we got a whole section made in America when we can keep it in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've got the lung cleanse, and we've got the oxy powder that's probably the most amazing product there, time-released. It's a higher level of oxygen. We have videos about the science. Releases in the intestines. It's unbelievable. Gentle, but unlike anything I've ever tried. Life-changing again. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds in 1 week taking it. His wife went, "Where'd your little pot belly go?" Well, it was just, you know, like John Wayne with 40-something pounds of you-know-what in there. And I guess Dew only had like 12 pounds. So, InfoWarsLife.com, DNA Force, unbelievable, Secret 12, super concentrated, methylcobalamin, organic, pharmaceutical grade, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139, and your purchase makes it all possible. Again, 888-253-3139. And if you want books and films on any subject of liberty, if you want rare books, hard-to-find books, books out of print, so much of it we've got on any subject you can imagine to wake up friends and family. We've got Tragedy and Hope, Tragedy and Hope 101, Epigenetics, Behind the Green Mask on Gen 21. We've got it all. We've got the book that woke me up, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, Gary Allen, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, don't just support us. Listen to the local sponsors you hear, the auto parts place, the restaurant, the clothier, the mall, the bowling alley. You hear them advertising on this station, you call them and say, "Thank you, I'm coming in to support you and check you out because you promote freedom." And let that station know it. You're doing it, and that's why we're getting so many new affiliates. I salute you all. We're getting high ratings on the stations. Freedom is popular. Getting ready to launch the TV to the next level. Praise God. Pass the ammunition in the info war. Thank you all for your prayers. Antonio, Ryan, Kevin, Mary, Michael, and others, your calls are just 3 minutes away. Stay with us.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You hear about it every day. Another shooting where innocent people lose their lives. The best insurance is being prepared. Give your loved ones the safety they deserve with the Bulletproof Backpack. Independently tested to withstand a .357 and multiple other calibers. Perfect for students, commuters, anyone. Shield yourself and your family. Call 8445-BULLET. That's 8445-BULLET. Or see the proof at BulletproofBP.com. BulletproofBP.com. We've got your back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
As above, so below is the maxim of the ancient alchemist. And now we've got this report coming out after Wayne Madsen leaves us and we take calls. They found a secret police interrogation black site or ghost site in Chicago. And this just in, three arrested in New York City for allegedly conspiring to support ISIS. Our government has been supporting the ISIS rebels with weapons and simply renamed them to confuse the public. This is the type of stuff they pull. Then they'll bust low-level morons that try to join it. They'll have their cake and eat it, too. Antonio, you're on the air from Toronto, Canada. Welcome. Okay. You there, Antonio?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead.
I said hi and thank you. I'm a little nervous, but I've quickly made some points to view some things. So to go on your comment about as it is above, so it is below, there are times when I hear you on your rant and I can empathize, but one of the things I keep remembering, as it says in 2 Corinthians 4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. So it is a spiritual battle. You ask why are we heading towards things so quickly? I think looking at a little bit of everything with people like Bob Fletcher, who talked about the inbound planet, people like Martin Armstrong, who have charts showing September as a time, with another leader, Jonathan Kahn, who talks about the year of the Shemitah. I came across a YouTube with Augusto Perez and a junior astronomist, Gil G. Broussard, who has information that is free to go out there. But if we look at the blood moons, how they've happened two times in a row, he has evidence showing that this inbound planet is coming in March of Passover of 2016 and to the Feast of Tabernacles of 2016 as well. So it's sort of like I thought September, why this year? They're saying an economic collapse. These guys love to see us. They laugh in our faces with regards to wanting us broke and being stuck and powerless and helpless. So,
that's what they're all about. They do not want upward mobility. They want us to just tune into their mainstream television and let them control our minds and our destiny. They traffic in the souls of men, as Revelation says. But I appreciate your call. Let me just comment on the inbound planet thing. I've been on air 20 years, and I've been hearing about Planet X, Nibiru, for every year since then, and I'm always wrong because I don't think it's coming. Undoubtedly, throughout our history, there are hundreds of planets out in the Kuiper Belt, planetoids, bigger than Pluto, dozens bigger than Pluto. They've got radio telescopes that have picked them up, chronicled, and we've had probes go out there. We know there are comets that come through. We know this type of thing has happened. And we know our ancestors probably went through some of it. That's why every culture talks about it. But, I mean, this is waiting on a slow train don't come. The sun could do a big ejection of a mass corona and cause some problems and knock out all the telecommunications. A Carrington event. So there's a lot of serious stuff going on out there. I just see the real globalist acceleration for tyranny. That's certainly happening, but maybe you're right. Maybe they're getting ready for some type of natural disaster. That's what a lot of people think. It's just that the people that keep predicting that, it never seems to happen. Ryan in Mass, thanks for holding. You're on the air from FEMA Region 1. What, are you up in Maine or something?
Massachusetts.
All right, welcome.
Hey, great to talk to you. Good afternoon. I disagree with you, every time you bring it up, I agree with you on 90% of what you talk about. But you get just as fired up about the open borders as the FCC. And I agree wholeheartedly with these scumbags trying to control the internet. But with the open borders thing, whether you like it or not, what you're asking for is for an entirely huge government to be able to track everybody, to ID everybody. You know what I mean?
No. If they just don't give all the illegals welfare and red carpets and free everything and bus them in here and then set them up to be Democratic Party operatives and take my guns, it wouldn't be an issue. We get workers up here. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Ryan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The X.
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.